Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brad Mars is a former member of the Virginia General Assembly in the House of Delegates, a Republican. He is with the Mars and Henry Law Firm, and he joins us now to talk about the governor's announcement yesterday that he intends to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee. I want to go back. I used to have a little note when I was a reporter that said, "What's the law? What's the law?" That's the question you've constantly got to ask when you're covering criminal justice issues or, you know, controversial subjects. What's the law? Do we know what the law says here, Brad?
Well, that's an interesting question. It has two different answers, and good to be back with you, John.
Yeah,
the answer
you.
With respect to the city-controlled statues is very clear. Last winter session, Delegate McQuinn put in a bill that removed the state strictures on the city if the city wanted to pull down the statues. So when that passed, everybody knew right then and there that the statues the city controlled would come down. And I'm talking principally about the Jackson, Davis, and Stewart statues. I'm not sure anyone's terribly upset about the Maury statue, and of course the Ash statue is not under consideration. And I haven't been a fan of Mayor Stoney in a lot of this, but I will say this about him. He at least seems to recognize that, number one, he has to wait until July 1 when the state law takes effect, and he has to get a vote of city council. But the council is going to vote to remove these statues.
Yeah.
It's clearly legal, and it is going to happen. Now, it can't happen overnight. This is not something the city is equipped to do. They're going to need a contractor. It's going to have to go out for bid and through all those procedures.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take months, and that'll be true of the Lee statue, too. You have to go through the bid procedures. It'll take months. The difference in the state
You think with the Lee statue, that's true?
No, the Lee statue is a different situation.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Kind of went scrambling by the governor's announcement to see if he – again, if he had this authority or if he was just ignoring any strictures on his authority the way he has with the lockdown orders.
And right.
It's not as clear an answer for me as it is with the lockdown orders, but I think he's still out on a limb here.
Mm-hmm.
The first, you know, when I struggled to find the statute directly on point, the first thought you have is, well, maybe he needs the legislature to give him authority so he can do it. But yesterday, he pointed to a particular statute as the basis he was claiming. The problem is that statute has to do with the creation and maintenance of something called the Board of Art and Architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that no existing work of art owned by the Commonwealth shall be removed, relocated, or altered in any way without submission to the governor. Well, that sentence is the only sentence in there that says anything about taking things down, and it's a constraint on the power of the board.
Right.
So the suggestion is that the board has to act and then get the governor's approval. So it's not apparently something where the governor can just say, I'm going to do it. He's got to go through the board first.
They need to refer it to him.
Well, right, you know, they need to approve it. And then he can say, I'm okay with that.
I see.
But this statute does not apparently give him the right to just say, we're going to do it. And what's going to happen here, I'm actually looking at this as someone who is quite candidly not a fan of the statues. And, you know, that's not a legal question, so we don't have to get into my reasons why. But in
Well, maybe it gives you some objectivity. I'm surprised by that, but maybe it gives you some objectivity.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just my concern is that our governor is just running rampant as if he can do anything he wants by order. And that's not the way a democratic republic operates. And it's very dangerous. And the fact that he's getting bolder and bolder about it, I think, should be quite concerning to everyone in Virginia. But with respect to this, you know, I will say the language in the statute is not terribly clear. But the one thing you know is that there are thousands and thousands of Virginians who care about this statute, and they're going to sue. So there's going to be a court ruling. And in a situation like this, I think it's reasonably likely that the court will issue an injunction to allow time to sort things out. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a long discussion about this. The idea that it's going to happen overnight is a fallacy. Even if he had the power, again, he'd have to go through the bid process. So people need to hold their horses. As far as the statues coming down, I'm really okay with that personally. It bothers me, the timing of it, because it definitely makes you think that they're just kowtowing to rioters, which is deeply troubling. I mean, it would have been better if they had done this back in February instead of doing it right now after people burn and loot. And then you say, okay, we'll give you what you want. That's a terrible way to run a state.
And the message is clear. If you harass innocent people enough and give us political cover to relieve the awful behavior, we'll do what you need us to do if we agree with it. I think that's a really bad political message and social message.
Like I say, that's not a lawyer point. That's a political point, but it really does make you shake your head.
Yeah. Hey, I got to go, but let me ask you this last question, please. You mentioned the people who will sue. Who actually has standing to file a suit to ask for an injunction and be heard before a judge?
Well, that's a good question. I think anyone who at this point, you know, you'd have to claim that the essence of standing is you have to claim that you're harmed by it. I don't know that anyone is benefited or harmed in the court sense by a statute, but in this particular situation, given that someone has to be able to do it and really no body is particularly aggrieved, I would think you'll see just a citizen. It doesn't have to be a citizen of the city of Richmond, although you'd have to file probably in the city of Richmond. I think you'll see any number of people. You know, where I live right now is not far from this area, and there have been members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans holding guns and guarding Battle Abbey ever since it got put on fire. So, you know, I don't think there's any shortage of Sons of Confederate Veterans or even others who are going to come forward, and there could be any number of suits that might all end up consolidated for handling.
But wouldn't a judge say, oh, well, this is all emotion, I'm sure you disagree, but you're not actually harmed. Your feelings may be hurt, but you're not actually harmed. Wouldn't it need to be someone who could say, my property value is about to take a 20% drop. I bought because this was here. It was a National Historic Landmark. I think that's the right term. I thought this was going to be here forever. That was my investment. And now, at the whim of the governor who's on his way out in less than 2 years, I'm about to be harmed financially.
I'm not sure it's so much about the statue or its value as it is about your right as a citizen to have the Democratic Republic process honored.
Right. Okay.
And that has been upheld by the courts before to say, stop this guy from doing things like a dictator. Make him follow the law. And that's, I think, where this case will go. Now, the one thing I'll say is that's kind of my reading of the statute, but I will admit to you it is about as clear as mud. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's a tough question for a judge to rule on, but there's definitely enough there for someone who's trying to put an injunction on this, at least for a time, to sort it out. Now, the one thing you need to understand is that's, in all likelihood, really just a postponement of the inevitable. Because if the governor wants, if it waits till January, the assembly's in Democratic hands. It's no question in my mind he could get a statute passed if he wanted to. So at most, you're going to buy yourself another year. Mm-hmm. What people, I think, need to brace themselves for is the question of what's going to go in place of these statues. Because, you'd really like to keep Monument Avenue as Monument Avenue. And we have a lot of Richmond's historic figures who can be put up on a pedestal as someone who's worthy of admiration and emulation without having to have this sort of controversy and division.
Brad, give me an hour and a computer that's connected to the internet. I can take anybody down. No one, by the current standards, there's not anybody in public office now who would survive this scrutiny. I can promise you that. And you know what? The current attitude seems to we don't even have to deal with the truth. We can just make things up. So that's the other thing that's a problem. I don't think we're not going to see any modern politicians put on pedestals for long. Make sure that they're not really bolted down.
So we're certainly much more divided than we ever were, and you've even got people on the hard left who want to go after Washington and Jefferson, which
that's
is blasphemy in my mind. And you know, it's at some point we need some people to just say you're crazy people, and we're not listening to you anymore.
Huh. Because that's next election. Hey, Brad, I appreciate it. Brad Mars, former member of the House of Delegates and the Mars and Henry Law Firm now. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Oh, happy to be on, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.